All right, so let's do this here. We have teams that have been talked about all offseason. Are we jumping on the bandwagon or are they a bust? Let's start in the ATL with a new quarterback and a lot of everything on defense. Let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Bandwagon or bust?
Bandwagon. The only thing missing from them winning 11, 12 games a year the last few years has been even adequate quarterback play. Adequate.
Right. And I will jump on the bandwagon once the real quarterback becomes their starting quarterback.
You with this Penix stuff. You can't admit that Kirk Cousins will be good for them this fall. Come on. I know Penix went to the wrong place. But Jesus.
I can't, man. You know, because if I did that, I'll be labeled a Sparty. So.
RV.
No,
Costa, please.
You know, I wish it was a middle ground, David, but you didn't give me that. So I'm going to have to go bust until you show me that you can actually win. Yes, Mike, they have everything every year. They're that sexy pick.
Except a quarterback.
And they fall on their face.
But they have a quarterback now. Cousins is good enough. They should win that division. Agree?
What a ripping endorsement. You are good enough.
I bet, man. Thank you, Jim.
Let's move over to the green and white. No, not them. We're talking NFL. It is the Jets. Bandwagon or bust?
Bust. They're not going to the Super Bowl. They're not going to the AFC title game. I don't even know if they'll win the division. And Aaron Rodgers is 1,000 off a torn Achilles. And the O-line still sucks. And they're a loser dog water franchise. Anything else?
I would say this, David. They're closer to bandwagon simply for the fact they have a top defense. And if you could just play average football, that defense can do enough to carry you in games. It reminds like the old Ravens defense where they were the real leaders, and you just tell your quarterback, don't turn the ball over and just let us handle the rest.
Let's move over to the NFC North. They have a rookie quarterback, but they went out and got Keenan Allen. They went out and got Adunze.
Just go ahead here. This is where I turn into the pinata for the whole city. Bandwagon.
The Chicago Bears. Bandwagon or bust.
I think they're going to flirt with being 500. I know that that's not huge, but remember, rookie QB, number one overall pick. It's hard to be good right away. I think they're actually better than anyone here wants to admit.
I can allow that. Okay. Saying making the playoffs, different. But if you're telling me they're going to flirt with 500, yes.
Like, that's a bandwagon. If they're in the graphic in December, that's bandwagon.
So, yeah. I can see that. I think they're going to get better. So I'll buy my tickets early for the Bears. Yes.
They have them at 8-9 and just missing the playoffs. That's where they have them here. Let's go over to
Roma Dunsey's on the team. Of course I'm a root for the Bears.
Let's go back over to the AFC East and let's talk about the Buffalo Bills. Bandwagon or bust.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and give it to the senator from New York. Go ahead.
No, I'll surprise you. If I'm going to say bust with the Jets, it would have to be bandwagon with the Bills in that they will win the division. But I don't think they're a Super Bowl team, and I don't think they have a Super Bowl window right now. So what should I say about them?
Really?
I think Sean McDermott's a bum. I don't like him as a coach.
You don't think Miami's going to win the division?
I don't.
Yeah, see, I think Miami will win that division. I think they're a bust. Their time is gone, and they're struggling right now. You got to rely on Keon Coleman. Yeah, their days are gone, David. Bust.
Another team in the NFC North just paid their quarterback after he had just 9 great games. The Green Bay Packers.
Bandwagon.
Yeah.
I think it's Green Bay and the Lions and the Niners. Those are the only 3 legitimate Super Bowl contenders in the NFC. Bandwagon for the Pack. Be ready.
I agree with what he said, but I also think that Philly can fix themselves. So I don't know if that's on your list, but those 4 teams to me. But yes, Green Bay is going to be a problem because they are extremely young and kind of like the Lions, they're going to be battling each other for a long time. Whoever wins those games when they go head to head, it's going to mean a lot for seeding because you don't want to go to Green Bay in the playoffs. You want to play that game here in Detroit.
Yeah, that actually was my next team. It's the Philadelphia Eagles bringing Saquon along.
David, I'm gonna go bandwagon because I'm gonna look at last year as an anomaly. It was a blip. It was just bad coordinators across the board. I think they will fix that. I know that there's a rift between the coach and the QB, but you know what? You know what fixes all of that? Winning. You start winning and you don't care about all that other stuff. You can set it aside and you can pick it back up in the offseason.
Bust. I truly believe Nick Sirianni's brain left town when Steichen and Gannon left town.
No. And see, then, I think everything was because of the whole security
Dom
guy.
D'Alessandro.
Yeah, got into the fight.
I have to see it to believe it that this team doesn't hate Nick Sirianni. So I'm out.
Houston Texans went out and got Steph Diggs, went out and got Danielle Hunter.
Right now. Yeah, bandwagon. I mean, I was rooting for them in the playoffs. Like, I know you're not going to win the Super Bowl, but can you at least win one game? Because you're going to be a fun team. You're a young team, kind of like the Packers, where, man, the sky could be the limit. And what you're going to see is, like you said, with Steph Diggs, veterans are going to want to go play there. That tells me you are a good team when, yeah, you know what? I'll forego money. I want to play there because I believe in that team.
I think there's just a lot of similarities between the Lions and Texans. I do. They're built right. They both have charismatic players, coaches. Dude, I'm with you. Like, Lions and Texans are two of my favorite teams in the league.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to continue with that division, okay?
Okay,
because
sure.
We got the Colts and the Jags. If you're buying the Texans, can any of the other two, because the Titans are out.
Yeah, you can.
Can they make the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, hell, Colts did it last year. It's doable. It's possible. Anthony Richardson's going to be one of the storylines of the season. You know, what is he? He barely played last year. What if he's a difference maker? Now, all of a sudden, the Colts look a hell of a lot different. They're not just, they could be a force.
Mm-hmm.
The Jags, look, they didn't fix their cornerback spot, and they haven't fixed the O-line. And as much as I think Trevor Lawrence is wildly talented, we're a long way from winning that playoff game down 28 points.
David, this is the year. Jags year.
Right. The Jags are NFL Nebraska. That's what they are on this show.
And then let's close it out with these two teams in the AFC North, because we believe the Ravens and the Bengals will be there. Can the other two, bandwagon or bust, make a playoff appearance?
Why do I have to do this every year with the Browns? I'm going to do it again. Bandwagon. That is one of the five or six best rosters in football. It's can Deshaun Watson just not be trash? The rest of the roster's fierce.
I guess in order to be consistent, I'm going to have to go bandwagon because to me, Cleveland kind of reminds me of the Jets. You have the defense. It's all there. Can your quarterback just not make mistakes and just lean heavily on the defense? As far and the other one was what, your Steelers?
Yeah, come on.
Let me help you.
You know what, David? I do think that the Steelers could be a bandwagon if they go out and acquire a wide receiver and just give up two first-round picks and get Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk will be the difference maker in Pittsburgh. What are you waiting on?
You're not getting two first-round picks.
Go get him. Are you serious about winning or not?
Yes, that's why they're not going to give two first-round picks.
We can use that to get defensive players.
Panini Brothers thing sandwich and go celebrate.
Not happening. That is in football today.